All right, we're in Ezekiel chapter 1, and we have, last week, we established the fact that what Ezekiel was experiencing and these that he was seeing of creatures, these were not angels. They were life from another planet. They could not breathe our atmosphere. They had to have a firmament. That's like a helmet over their heads to have their own atmosphere to breathe. And very strange and unusual what was going on. And now we're going to look at it a little bit more in detail. In verse 6, it says, everyone had four faces and everyone had four wings. Now, we're going to take this verse in two stages. The first part of it is going to be, we'll be looking at the faces. Then the second part, we'll be looking at the wings that's involved with this. And let me just say right now, before I forget it again, that nowhere in the book of Ezekiel does it find as these are described in chapter 10 and all, that they were the wings of an eagle, that there's wings of a stork, or the wings of a fowl. Other places where you had wings upon different ones would give some type of description of the wings similar to that of an animal. There's no description of that is given to these that are here. And so we'll be looking at that a little bit more in detail as we go further with this. So in question one, the four living creatures had four faces. Now, this gets pretty complicated, and we want to try to look and see how we can sort this out a little bit as to just what he was talking about, what Ezekiel was seeing. Now, this experience changes Ezekiel totally and completely, where that he is obedient to God without any question. And we see that the rest of the book of Ezekiel. But in verse 10 now of this chapter, as for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side. They four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. So question two, they had the face of a man. And on the right side, the face of a lion. Then on the left side, the face of a ox. And they four also had the face of a eagle. So we've got an order to these faces on the right and left, and then last one probably in the back of that, the one in the front, face of a man, then the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and the fourth had the face of an eagle. Well, in verse 15, we have a little bit more information. It says, and as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. Now, as you look at that, in question three, one wheel was up on the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. So now this looks like a single with one individual who's got four faces involved with that, or it could be involved with this. So normally we would think of one of the four different creatures. One of them had the face of a man. The one on the right-hand side had the face of a lion. The one on the left side was the face of what? An ox. And then the other one was the face of an eagle, of each one having a different face. That's one scenario that's there. But if we look at this verse again on that, it says, as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. With his four faces seems to be one person. Well, we got it's creatures. That's a plural. So question three, one wheel was upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces that we talked about. Then in question four, was the word creature or creatures used in verse 15?
Creatures.
See, the word creature is plural. Well, now, this could mean that one of the four had four faces. And the face of a lion on the right side, the face of the ox on the left side, and then the face of an eagle. And all of this, as we saw last week, was under the firmament. None of them could breathe our atmosphere and bond with that. Now, that would be quite a deal. Now, I was not able to draw the picture that I also wanted to put up here in showing that instead of having four heads, there weren't four heads, there were four faces, where you would have a face coming out on that, on the same head on each side, and then in the back and in the front. On that, I wasn't able to draw that or find a picture that would bring that out, but that's another part that's involved with it. That'd be a strange deal. And look at this, because this is all very strange. But my concept of it, and the way I see this scripture on that, you had one creature, he had the face of a man. Now he has a firmament over his head that we talked about, and that he could only breathe his atmosphere, not ours. If you turn his head to the right, then you would see a picture of the lion on it. Turn his head to the left, and you'd have a picture of the ox on there. And then if you saw him from the backside, you'd have the picture of the eagle on there. Each one would have the four faces, but not in the matter of living faces. One would be the face of the man, and then you'd have these representations on the outside. And as to what they represent, it's another story involved with that part. At this point right now, we're trying to determine and to see. And so you can go either way. Each one of them could have had a different face, or they could be one that each one had four different faces, actual faces that would talk and be alive in that. Or you'd have this type of situation where they'd have on the firmament, or what we'd call a helmet today, they would have the matter of the other different symbols that is there, that of a lion, ox, and of an eagle. Now, everyone had the four faces, everyone had four wings. We want to take a look now at the wings of this. The four living creatures also had four wings. Question five. Now, for a while there, as I looked at the wings and all the description given of the wings on this, they didn't flap. They didn't move when they went. And on that, they sounded like mighty waters, as we'll see in a few moments, involved with this. And what was involved? I thought this was a jet pack. That's about the way I could see. Okay, now we had some technology of having jet packs, and you'd have a roar. But our jetpacks didn't have any wings on them. Now today, we have jet wings. And this is a jet wing. This is not an imagination. This is actual reality. They would make this, and they started with this when they would hang glide. You'd have the wings on a hang glider, but they developed it where one individual could have that part in this. As we'll see in our description on this, this jet wing that they use today, as far as they develop it, is one solid wing across there, and then it has this rudder. This is would be considered a wing. And so this would be one wing, two wings, third and fourth wing. What is in Ezekiel, these wings are not connected to one another. They move down and swivel down on that, what Ezekiel saw. The technology we have today is just this one solid wing across there, and they have four jets on there that they operate. And in this matter of operation, they would drop them out of a plane or off of a helicopter. They couldn't start off from the ground and land on the ground. This was difficult. Now today, this is advanced, and they can now start off from the ground and land back on the ground. They don't have to be dropped out of a plane or a helicopter on that. And I want you to see this video now that we have actually of the test flight as they're developing this and of the landing on that part of it. See the four jets here. It's got the different wings, the two or four wings on that. We have the stabilizers we do today. Now the two antennas on this one here are cameras. They were using to hear what cameras were coming in. This is one of the cameras. So now they got those jet exhaust on them, they can maneuver them so they can go in the different directions with it. In Dubai. They're located in Dubai on this and doing experiments with it and developing this thing. They're coming along, advancing more and more as they go along with this. And so this is not something of an imagination. We're just now catching up a little bit with what happened in the time of what Ezekiel saw and given the description that is there. So now in verse 8, they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. And so just as we saw the jet wing there, his hands was under the wings and was involved in this. So question 6, they had the hands of a man under their wings. Now in verse 9, their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went everyone straight forward. And so as we saw in the video there, the directions and what they could do. But as far as flapping like a bird, they didn't do that. See? And they were joined one to another. Now in this, so question 7, their wings were joined one to another. You didn't have four separate wings like you have on the matter of the creatures before the throne of God in the book of Revelation. See? These four wings are not described like an animal. They are straight. They are not feathered, and they are joined one to another. So that's where their faces and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. So question 8, two of their four wings covered their bodies. And then in verse 23, under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Everyone had two, which covered on this side, and everyone had two, which covered on that side, their bodies. So question 9, two wings covered one side, and two wings covered the other side of their bodies. Now, let me give you a little, just a picture here showing this, that you had here the individual. Now, I put a different jet pack on there than what we've got today that was more modernized or technique at the time of Ezekiel. This is one wing and another, those two. These two covered one side, and these two wings covered the other side. And that's what it's talking about. Let's take a look at this. Now, this is looking at from the front. Now, you've got two wings here, one, two, and they were joined together. These wings were, you can see, we've got it here. They were not joined together here as what we have today. As we'll see later on, these wings were let down. When they started up, they came down. They were moved in down on that. So you've got the jets under here. And you've got on the other side the two wings. And these two were joined together. These two were joined together. These two covered one side. These two covered the other side. As you'd see the description that is given there with us on them. So question, verse 24, and when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, as the voice of speech, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings. Now, to flap of wings like a bird, you're not going to have the noise of great waters or so on. You'll have a matter of wind and so on. But here, this is giving the description of a jet, some type of power source of propelling them through the air on them. So question 10, the noise of their wings were great, were like great waters, like the voice of the Almighty, as the noise of a host. And if you've ever been around a jet plane taking off or anything of this nature, all of this description is involved with that and following that. But now there's something else about this. When they stood, they let down their wings. Now, the wings didn't flap, but they extended out. Now, they lifted up their wings, extended out, and they let them down. So here, if you'll notice the illustration that I have on the monitor, you've got the wings, and as they would be flying through the deal, the fire coming out, as we'll see later on, like coals of fire and lightning, the noise of great waters. And then when they came to the earth, of course, that was turned off. Then they let down their wings. Now, today, we haven't got that technology. We still got them stretched out there, and they have to put them off on a stand to move them around on that when they take them off. But this would make it more movable and advanced in that particular part. Now in Ezekiel 1:13, as for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of lambs, and went up and down among the living creatures. The fire was bright, now the fire went forth lightning. And so you can see with the jets, motors on the wings, you'd have this appearance like burning coals of fire, like that of lamps moving about. And they would move quickly, like forth like lightning. So question 12, their appearance was like, burning coals of fire. Then in verse 14, the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now, we saw in the little demonstration there, the video, the fellow went up and kind of stood still and moved around, turned around kind of slowly and came back to the deal. Well, here with Ezekiel, they didn't do that. They went forth as the appearance of a flash of lightning. So question 13, the living creatures ran, they moved. They didn't just slowly, but quickly, and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. So now I tried to illustrate it this way, if you can see the monitor. And here they move about like lightning. You get that, Lorenzo? You want to see it again?
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is quite an experience for Ezekiel. Now, to see this, it's not human. It's not like anything he's ever seen or experienced or anyone else has seen in any dream, vision, or anything else. Nothing like this has been reported. Is this evil? Is this good? Is this dangerous? What is this? What is going to involve with him on that? And we'll be looking at that this next week on that, the Lord willing, as we go into that.